Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Recently, school nutrition standards have come under criticism from some lawmakers. The rules have required healthier food to be served in schools. Alabama Representative Robert Adderholt chairs the Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee. He says the standards aren't working for Alabama schools. He wants the House to pass a waiver exempting certain schools that are having financial problems from the requirement. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that would be a step backwards.
Look, we're dealing with some serious concerns here. In the state of Alabama, you've got 35% of your youngsters who are obese or overweight. You've got 25% of your youngsters who live in food insecure homes. And those youngsters receive somewhere between a third and a half of their calories during the school year in schools. It is important that we address this issue.
First Lady Michelle Obama has also come out strongly opposed to any rollback of the standards. She's made children's health one of her top priorities as First Lady. And you can hear a full interview with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack at 7:30 this morning. A North Alabama robotics center is getting another $6 million for construction. Governor Robert Bentley says the money will go to the Alabama Robotic Technology Park in Tanner, west of Huntsville. It's near Calhoun Community College. A state bond issue provided $3 million for construction last year. The money being released now is from another state bond issue. Bentley says the bond money is being released to fund a 50,000-square-foot building that will let employees train on new machines and computer software before it's installed in a factory. A project manager says the building is expected to open in about a year. The Greater Birmingham Alliance to Stop Pollution will screen a documentary detailing the pollution of several Birmingham neighborhoods tonight. Toxic City, Birmingham's Dirty Secret, will show tonight at the historic Carver Theater. The 26-minute film details the pollution of several Birmingham communities and builds off of the 2011 CBS 42 special Deadly Deception. Filmmaker Hunter Nichols says he hopes his documentary raises awareness of the issue.
As far as the message, I just hope it can keep the awareness up about this issue. This issue's still affecting people, and it's affecting several communities up there. And it's a complicated issue, and it's not an easy one to solve.
The event will include a catered reception and a panel discussion will follow the screening. Doors will open at 5:30. Alabama's Attorney General has been selected to serve as Southeast Regional Chair of the National Association of Attorneys General. Officials from State Attorney General Luther Strange's office says he was selected for the position at the group's summer meeting in Michigan. The region Strange will represent spans 13 states, including Alabama. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Thursday includes a partly cloudy sky. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s. Will be a hot day. Only a small chance for shower or storm. Tonight, lows back in the 60s. Partly cloudy to mostly clear for Friday. A good chance for scattered storms, but it doesn't rain all day. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s on Friday and on Saturday. Risk of rain for the weekend is relatively low, but a few scattered storms can't be ruled out. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.